And they're asking for the doctor. They're just asking for the doctor here. Sable's trying to move in on Gustafson. And now one of the fans are tangling over here with Gustafson. Two fans have come to blows on the far side of the ring. Sable wants to move in on Cliff now. Cliff is still lying unconscious over there. Sable is trying to get at his man. Sable's moving. Now a fan has got in the ring. A fan is in after Sable. A fan has come into the ring. Another fan's got in the ring. The other side throwing a right hand to the jaw, Sable. And there's a brawl on. Sable now. The referee is hit with a right hand to the jaw. One fan's shirt is torn off his back. Four more fans are in. Gustafson's unconscious. And now Sable is moving after a fan. Another fan has come in. Half a dozen fans in the ring throwing punches. They may have to get the riot squad here tonight. Still another fan. Now Harry Hirsch has moved into the ring. They're trying to get the fans out. Gustafson is unconscious. We don't think he can continue. Sable now is following one fan over, and he's really moving in. This fan throws a left hook to the jaw, and now Sable throws a right hand to the jaw. Six police are in the ring now. Sable now is cornered by half a dozen police. Well, fans, we've never seen anything like it in all our lives. Sable now, there's half a dozen police in the ring. They're trying to stop the riot. There's still half a dozen fans in here. What a match this is. Gustafson is unconscious. The doctors are working over Cliff there. Sable now trying to be let out of the ring by the police. Sable finally knocked down half a dozen fans over here when he went berserk for the minute. Promoter Tony Stecker has now come in. And fans, this is the wildest thing we've ever seen. What a mess. Now the police are in. Promoter Tony Stecker's in the ring. The doctors are overworking on Cliff, and brother Cliff Gustafson is really hurt. We don't know how bad he's hurt. They're calling up the hospital now. They're trying to get an ambulance here. We've never seen anything like it. 9,000 fans on their feet. Sable now is threatening to move in after Gustafson. Here's what happened. He caught Cliff with that flying suplex hold of his. It's a dangerous hold. He got his man around the body, spun him completely over, and Cliff, I believe, landed on his neck. Gustafson landed on his neck, but he's laying out halfway under the ropes, and each time the count got up to about 7, Cliff managed to get that right shoulder just in time. However, he's still out. Several of the fans now are working over Gustafson. They're asking now for the police to come. A portable radio has been brought into the center of the ring. They're asking for the police riot squad to break it up. Sable is cornered over here by half a dozen police. One of the fans had his shirt completely torn off his back. He climbed in, went after Sable, and Sable kicked Gustafson while Gustafson was lying unconscious over here. And we're waiting for the result of this. It's the wildest match we've ever seen. And now the fans are moving over here. Sable is walking around the ring. He's lifting up his hand. The fans are booing tremendously here. We're going to wait to see what happens. Perhaps we can get referee Wally Carbo over here. We're waiting to see what the official outcome will be. Sandor Sable is definitely walking around the ring now and snowed under by men in blue. Right now we caught about 7 police in here, and of course they've called for the riot squad. Referee Wally Carbo is over there looking at Cliff Gustafson. We'd like to know if that chair would hold us. We go up into the ring. Try to get a few words just a minute here. We're waiting now to see what it is, whether the action will go on. Gustafson is unconscious over there. In just a minute, we'll try to get somebody over here to the microphone to tell us what the official decision will be. 9,000 fans are standing up now. Half a dozen fans are still in the ring. Now trying to get at Sable. The police now have formed a cordon around Sable. They're keeping out the rest of the fans. At one time, 6 fans were all in the ring and throwing punches at Sable. The lights come on. Just a minute. Tony! Just a minute, fans. We'll try to get promoter Tony. Could you ask Tony to step over here? Tony, could you step over here to the microphone? Tony, could you come over to the microphone just a minute? We're trying to get promoter Tony Stecker over there, but he can't come over. We're waiting now. He's working on Cliff Gustafson. We're waiting to see now what the final result will be. Gustafson is still laying down. He may be seriously injured, fans, and we're going to stay on the air just as long as we possibly can. Gustafson, we see his wife has now come up to ringside. Gustafson definitely is down here. He's definitely hurt. The doctor now is over here, the club doctor. Some 9,000 fans are still standing up, and we've never seen anything like this match. Sable is still walking around the ring proclaiming himself the new world champion, and we don't know just what the final result will be. We'll have to wait until we see if we can get referee Wally Carbo over here to tell us what this final action will be. Just a minute. We're waiting now. We're waiting to see what the action is going to be. And there it is. They're raising Sable's hand. He's the new world champion. They're raising Sandor Sable's hand. He's the new world champion. We don't know how badly Gustafson is injured over here. He's still unconscious. The doctors are working over him. They raised Sandor Sable's hand, the boy who hails from Santa Monica, California tonight. Re-crowned the National Wrestling Association champion in the Minneapolis ring tonight. Gustafson is still lying down over there on the far side of the ring, halfway out of the ring. The official club doctors are working on him. Just a minute, referee Wally. Would you come over here? We have referee Wally Carbo. Would you tell our Twin City Wrestling fans, Wally, just how bad Cliff seems to be hurting. Just how did that happen?
I can't tell you how bad he's hurt because I don't know. He's still out there and the doctor's talking to him.
He was caught in that vicious suplex hold of Szabo's
neck. Right in the back of his
neck. Right in the back of his neck. Well, I certainly hope he's all right. And that means now that Szabo is officially the new Northwest Wrestling Association champion. He has regained his crown. Is that right,
Wally? Right.
Well, thank you very
much,
Wally.
He was awful lucky, though, I think.
I think that was a whale of a match, don't you, Wally? Well, all I can say is I hope that Cliff comes out of it, don't you? He's still a great grappler.
I hope so, too. It looks right now he looks awful bad shape.
He looks awfully pale. Well,
they're
thanks.
They're going to get an ambulance for him. That's what they say. They're not going to move him until they get an ambulance.
Well, they're waiting for the ambulance. Is that right,
That's
referee?
Right.
Well, thank you very much, Wally Carbo. And there you heard it right from the arbiter himself, who has raised the hand of Sandor Szabo as the new World Wrestling Champion. We're waiting now. We'll get the official time on you. The time for that, fans, was 42 minutes and 12 seconds. And a new champion was crowned tonight. We're waiting now. We're looking for the wife. The officials are looking for the wife of Gustafson. Gustafson is laying out there. He's still too badly hurt to be moved. We're waiting for the ambulance. And, of course, we won't be able to tell you tonight just how badly Cliff Gustafson was hurt. Cameramen have flooded in the ring. The gendarmes are still here. The police officers are still here now. They've still wrapped their arms around Szabo. Szabo's walking around the ring. He's walked over now to look at Gustafson. Gustafson is still being worked over there by several officials, as well as promoter Tony Stecker, referee Wally Carbo. Referee Wally Carbo walks back. However, it looks as though we've crowned a new World's Wrestling Champion tonight in the Minneapolis Auditorium. Gustafson still severely hurt over there, unconscious, lying halfway out of the ring. And, of course, they're waiting for the ambulance to take him to the hospital to find out just how serious his injuries may be. Gustafson tonight caught in that flying suplex hold of Szabo. Szabo flying his man all the way across the ring. Cliff was up in the air some 4 feet, landed right on the back of his neck, and he may be seriously hurt, as you heard referee Wally Carbo say. Well, now, fans, while we have just a few minutes, we'd like to tell you what transpired before we came out of here tonight. In that opening match, it was Frank Taylor, the boy who hails from Toledo, Ohio, weighing 240 pounds, and Frank threw Johnny Mars of San Francisco, the 224-pounder, in 21 minutes and 20 seconds. Then, of course, that second match, the special event, was Bill Cacisto, the former University of Minnesota football star, who tossed Carlos Rodriguez of Mexico City. Cacisto hailing from Minneapolis, and the time on that, 9 minutes and 40 seconds. Then in the semifinal, one of the wildest matches we've had in the Minneapolis Auditorium in some time, it was popular Tug Carlson, weighing 225 pounds from Los Angeles, California, and Dirty Dick Reigns, a Texas Batman from Dallas, weighing 240 pounds, and they tangled in a 30-minute brawl with a 30-minute time limit being reached, with the match called a draw by referee Wally Carbo. Well, fans, some 9,000 people are still in the auditorium. Nobody has left their seats. They've crowded around ringside. We've had everything here tonight. A new champion crowned. We had a riot in the center of the ring. We had a riot squad at hand. The police are still in the ring trying to keep order. They're still watching, keeping a watchful eye out in Sandor Szabo. However, Szabo has no more idea of conflict on his mind now. And, of course, a new champion has been crowned. We'd like to hang on just for a few minutes to see just how badly Cliff Gustafson is hurt. However, he's still in the center of the ring. Szabo is leaving the ring. He's greeted with a thunderous boo, as you can hear. But he's leaving the ring, the new champion. And for you fans who may have tuned in later, with Sandor Szabo, the former title holder, regaining his championship tonight, the National Wrestling Association bobble, Sandor Szabo, the Bronx Californian from Santa Monica, winning in 42 minutes and 12 seconds with his flying suplex hold over Cliff Gustafson, the former champion now, who just won that title from Sandor Szabo some 2 months ago. Cliff Gustafson, the convict Minnesota boy, put on a great show tonight, and we certainly hope he's not seriously injured. And now, once again, a reminder, fans, that it's Snyder's Family Liquor Store, located at 36 South 6th Street in downtown Minneapolis, which brought you tonight's match and all Minneapolis wrestling and boxing matches directly from ringside in the Minneapolis Auditorium. This is Don Riley tuning off now, saying we hope to enjoy the match and telling you to read your morning papers to find out just how bad Cliff Gustafson was hurt tonight as he lost the title to Sandor Szabo. Thank you once again, Twin City fans. This is Don Riley signing off, saying good evening, and thanks again for listening.
You are tuned to WMIN, Minneapolis, St. Paul, 1400 on your dial.